Hey everyone, you are listening to episode 42 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. On today's podcast, one of the Keto Island Boys has their blood test results in, and we are going to go over the test and the numbers that came from the test. We're also going to talk about some of the reggae concerts that me and Hines are attending this weekend, and so much more. Thank you for listening. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jeff, and for you those who don't know, I am doing keto since September of 2017.
And this is Hines, and I have been doing keto since March of 2018, and we are the Keto Island Boys.
Hey, Keto Island Boys, we are episode 42. It's April 17th, and we're just rocking and rolling with episode after episode.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is the most consistent, probably one of the most consistent things in my life right now. It's like the fact that, hey, we at least find some time, at least once a week, to get on, you know, and whether people listen to it or not, it's like, okay, we love doing it. And
Before we even call, like we talk for a little bit first, and then we do the recording. But you guys don't hear those, this is the little side chatters that. But
for sure, there's some great information in those too.
maybe we do an unfiltered Keto Island Boys podcast where the listeners could pay for that extra content where they could listen to non-keto related
things. Oh yeah. I mean, we could also incorporate something like that in there too. Yeah, that's yeah. I love the internet because there's so many options of what you could do to like whatever, and you know the internet doesn't lie. Pretty much, it's like people will listen or they won't. So it's like. Yeah. It's tight when it's free because it's like, you know, it's that's what I love about podcasts. It's just like I could sit there and listen. It's so random because I do a podcast now, too. Mm-hmm. I listen to so many more podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a lot of podcasts where I've only listened to one of just to check it out, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, so I love it. So it helps me when I drive. And it's just like, I love thinking and listening and, you know, kind of trying to be in the conversation with whatever people are talking about or even just listening to news.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, for me, it's kind of like on certain days, there's podcasts that are informative. Like I'll listen to some, you know, keto related, you know, podcasts and it makes my mind think. And then other times I just like to listen to like brain dead things or just like I've been listening to the Ron Burgundy podcast, you know, like,
dude, I listened to that too a couple times, right? But it's so random. Like, so, that one is super random. So I haven't, that's the only thing I could think of. So
it's a new way too. Like we like to listen to Mitch Unfiltered and like to get the dose of, you know, sports. I can listen to it at my own time. I don't have to listen to it in the morning at 7 to 10 o'clock when the, you know, my favorite newscasters have it. You can literally listen to this podcast anytime you want, right? That's the best thing.
That is the best thing. That is probably the best thing and convenient thing about podcasts, and they're free.
Yeah,
so you combine all those things, it's free, which is why I like to listen to so many different podcasts. And then two, the convenience, you're right. And you could stop it halfway through,
yep,
and then pick it up, you know, right back where you left off after doing whatever you were doing. It's just, it gives you so much more options of one, how to listen to it. You could listen to it on different devices. It's free, different times, stop, pause while you're working out. It's like, there's so many different ways to, utilize podcasts. And I think it's crazy that something that involves people talking, you would think that something like that would be going away with so many people making videos and having HD quality. Mm-hmm. But I think the other part of it too is with the convenience is it allows you to do multiple things at once, like working out and listening to the podcast, or cleaning, or driving. And so all these things, it's like, it's cool that you could learn something or hear about something or get information or be entertained while doing something else. It's literally, I feel like it's utilizing your time to the best of your ability, because in our pre-talk, we were kind of talking about how time is so valuable.
Yeah.
Right. And and so what podcast does, it help frees up time in a certain way, because you could learn about something and still do something else and then kind of kill two birds with one stone. So,
yeah. And for everyone who's like, even the funny thing is like, I could take a look at the stats and the analytics and the back end. And it's funny because when I post this at like midnight on Friday or Thursday, like midnight Thursday or like night, 11 o'clock, we already have by midnight, there's like 30 or 40 listeners already. So there are people.
Holler, yeah. Shout out to the strong 40 in the third.
Exactly. The third. Yeah. So that means they're in, and they're probably on the East Coast. So they probably listen to like 2 or 3 in the morning. Maybe just,
No, I think it might be West Coast people that are on Anchor.
Okay.
Because so that's the thing. The analytics breaks down countries, but they don't break down states yet. That would be pretty tight.
It's cool to see the countries that listen. Like, you see Vancouver and then New Zealand on there and Germany.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm like, oh, dang, that's tight. People internationally are listening to us. So,
yeah,
shout out to all the 7 international listeners that we have. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all 7 of y'all.
Yeah, hopefully we entertain you guys, and we just like to keep a running dialogue every week, and we try to keep it keto related, and sometimes, and then we like to talk about things that's been going on with us during the week. So if that's something you guys like listening to, we'll try to keep it entertaining as well. And speaking of getting back on keto, Hines, you have a you were able to we talked to Dr. Whiting last week, and he was very informative, and hopefully you guys listen. If you haven't listened to it, go back to the last episode. He gives a lot of great tips on, cholesterol myths that, being on keto, and there's a lot of informative things. So please come back and listen to last week's episode. But you took a test?
Episode 41. 41. Yeah.
And how'd it go?
In that episode, right, he was talking about blood tests and stuff. And so I actually got a blood test last week and got the results back. So blood sugar was okay. I can't really I'm trying to find where it's at specifically. Oh, you have it with you?
They took your blood and they weighed and like a baseline test?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also did a urinalysis too. So.
Okay. We don't have to go over your whole test, things that you don't want to let us know, but let us know some of the stuff that was relevant to like people who do keto.
Okay, man. Yeah, let's just get down to it. Okay, so basically on the test, I mean, I think what I was kind of looking for, was curious about, and what really stood out in the test was my cholesterol, which is exactly what we did last week, and so. So we were talking about cholesterol and the total cholesterol. So my total cholesterol was above 200. It was like, 250 something, right? And which is kind of high for what the test was. Like it basically has bold high in red.
Oh.
In red print. Yeah, and it says high. And because it's over 200. Mm-hmm. And then... also, my
200 LDL and HDL combined.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then my HDL was normal. It was like 43,
The happy
and
cholesterol,
then
as
my
Dr. Lenny would
LDLs
say.
were really high. My LDLs were really high, which is what scared me because, right, because that's what Dr. Whiting was saying, or the lousy sort of cholesterol. H is the happy, HDL is happy, LDL is lousy. So shout out to Dr. Whiting again. So since we just had him on the show, I was like, dude, you know what? I'm just gonna hit him up and be like, hey, you know what's going on with this? So I actually just sent him all my numbers and I was just like, hey, here, take a look at this. Basically, the same text I sent you, bro, I sent to him. And it's like, hey, can you take a look at these and just tell me what's, you know, if you're concerned over any of this? And to be quite honest, he was so laid back and was like, no, I'm not really concerned about any of that. I mean, that's kind of what you would expect. Yeah. But he was also saying that, hey, you know, like, if you did want to lower that, his advice was, he was like, he says, you know, if you do any sort of way of eating, sometimes you do miss out on some supplement. Like, sometimes you do need supplements because you're not intaking certain things. Like, for example, with keto, right? Fiber is probably one of the biggest ones because, you know, that's usually found in carbs like oats and grains and stuff like that. So he's like, so you might be, you know, so he's to take, and so he recommends stuff from Phoenix Nutritional. So shout out to Phoenix Nutritional. That's stuff that he actually put together. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So he recommended some of their products. But then, I mean, just another sort of tip that he had, he asked if I use olive oil. And I was like, yeah, but it's random when I do. I don't really cook with it every day. But I was also telling him, I was like, man, I eat a lot of animal fat, which is why I don't really use a lot of oil, olive oil. Oh, the only fat outside of, no, it's pretty much mostly animal fat because I eat a lot of butter, a lot of heavy whipping cream, and just a lot of, like, you know, fatty meats. So, but he was saying, like, man, you might want to incorporate olive oil into my diet a little bit more. And then I think basically what he's saying is, like, probably eating a little bit more healthier, the healthier fats maybe. So, but he was just a strong proponent of that. So, and what I also haven't been taking my MCT oil as much as I used to too. So I, because I, to be honest, since I came back from New Zealand, I've been putting New Zealand butter in so much of my coffee because I really love the taste too. So I was like, cool, okay. So then that really sort of calmed me down as far as, like, thinking, okay, we just did an episode on cholesterol. Now I just checked my cholesterol, and then he's, that's high. But like I said, Dr. Whiting sort of talked me off the edge, and now I'm cool. Now I feel like, you know, I know that's there, but he says he's still a proponent of the free radicals are the things that would really make that more dangerous too. So
Interesting.
the free radicals that is talking about, like, that are found in vegetable oils and stuff like that. So, which I don't really eat too much fried stuff just because so many fried things have to be breaded. So I try to, yeah, I'll have some fried chicken every now and then or something like that, but not very regularly. So I feel like apartment, I should be okay. So
2 years ago, when I took my baseline test, I haven't tested it since I need to do. That's one of my goals for the next month or two. My cholesterol total was 249. I had a HDL of 36, and then my LDL was 185.
oh,
So yeah, it was my LDL was really high, and everything was
yeah,
in red and high.
you gotta get checked again because, you know, what's funny is mine is like pretty similar to those numbers right now. So, but I know, I remember too that, like, you know, you're, I remember the that, but you didn't really talk about cholesterol.
No.
What was really scaring you was your
Blood
blood
pressure.
pressure, right?
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Blood pressure at the time, 2 years ago, was 144 over 96. That's in normal, blood pressure is 120 over 80, right? So
yeah, I just checked. You know, it's so random. I literally just checked my blood pressure just like maybe an hour ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was like, I think it was like 112 over like 90 or something like that. So,
well, it's low. Your systolic is low. But yeah, I mean, that's that's per, you said 120 or 112. Oh, yeah,
something like that. 114 or I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Your blood pressure
I just checked it.
It's perfect. It's normal. For hypertension is good. I'm sure your glucose, your blood levels are pretty low.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to bring up about the test too is the other one that really stood out is they also test for ketones.
Oh yeah, I did see a thing though.
And it said my ketone levels were 3.0, and I was like, "Oh hell yeah, there you go!"
Damn, you're pushing the high keys. Yeah, so you got ketones that are just running around your body, just trying to utilize this energy right there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, I mean, well, you know, you're supposed to do those tests fasted, right? So I had fasted that day, so I mean,
yeah.
And it was just like pretty late in the afternoon too, so maybe like around 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's going a whole day and then just drinking water, and I think I had eaten so I mean I think I was like on like at least a 16-hour fast.
Yeah.
I think.
Huh.
You know, because I think I had stopped eating the night before like around 8 or 9, so and this is like around 1 or 2 the next day. So
how about your triglycerides?
Oh, those were normal. Those were cool.
Oh, okay.
So that was at a pretty low level.
Okay. I don't know too much about triglycerides, but I always hear it. I still don't know too much about it. But you're right.
Was the other thing, right? But,
yeah.
Dr. Whiting brought up, right, was triglycerides last week.
Yeah, I think so. I have to remember. I'm just looking at
my... He was saying that's the one that we want to be careful of, too. So I felt... sort of like I wasn't totally flipping out because my triglycerides were pretty low.
Yeah, mine was pretty good at the time when I took it. So it was just my LDL was pretty high.
So Mitch, so you still have that previous information. Yeah. So man, it'll be nice to kind of check it back up.
Kill all these stats. I'll kill it because like my weight at the time on May 27th was 246 pounds. Like, dude, it's like that's a huge number, and I'm like 185 right now, right? So that's crazy. Yeah, 60 pounds down, and maintained it overall, and man, I'm just feeling my best, and stamina and inflammation, everything, like. It's just changed, and like you said, and like we've said, this is the one thing that we've done that we've actually sustained for a long period of time. And, you know, we don't see ourselves going back to the way we used to eat. You know, we do have moments, just like everyone else, where we have, you know, cheat meals and we give in to, you know, certain indulgences, but, you know, we can always go back into it. I always go back into it, and I don't beat myself up. A lot of people, it's funny because a lot of people who are doing keto right now, you know, they're really strict and they're really like, they take it, you know, really seriously, which is great, you know, initially when you first start. But, you know, like we say, don't beat yourself up. If you have a bad day or you do have a cheat meal, don't feel, you know, too guilty. I know it's hard not to because of all the hard work you did, but your body will be in tune to get back into ketosis pretty quickly.
Well, I was thinking that too because I had cheated maybe 2 weeks ago, like 2.5 weeks ago. I think I said I had some ice cream or something like that, and I wasn't necessarily beating myself up about it, but I kind of had this goal to come, like this was the week I wanted to cheat, basically this week at Easter and stuff, just because I have friends coming into town.
Oh yeah,
and like you know, there's Aloha Fest coming on this weekend, and so. So I was kind of, I wouldn't say necessarily beating myself up, but I was a little disappointed. But then after last week's podcast, talking about how, you know, that maybe, like, that was perfect. Because that's exactly what I did. I literally, it was only like a half an hour of when I cheated. But that was it. That was my only cheat for the whole week. And then I did my blood test maybe 10 days after that, you know, so like a week and a half after that, that cheat meal. Yeah. My ketone levels were raging at 3.0. Yeah. So it's like, oh, dang, okay, yeah. So that might not even have affected me at all, or that might have even helped me.
It may have. If you guys didn't listen last week, Dr. Whiting prescribes a little carb feeding for people who kind of stall or maybe are looking into breaking stalls, and he kind of recommends once a week, maybe a 2 hour.
2 hours. Yeah. 2 hours of just eating whatever you want, and then going and why, right back and why, to and keto
explain why
right after
that is.
You know, so basically, you know, if your body is in starvation mode, it's going to try to conserve all of that fat that you have for energy. It's trying to literally hold on to that fat because it feels like it thinks that your body is literally starving. So that, but even though it is starving in one sense, you know, your body thinks that it needs to hold on to that food. So, or not food, but you know, that, you know, whatever in your, it needs to hold on to the fat and the excess, you know, stuff that you have in your system for energy for later. So by carb loading for like the 2 hour period, you're basically telling your body, relax, it's okay, you're not starving. So you could continue to do what you were doing earlier, you know, up until you got to that stall. It's basically reinforcing to your brain, hey, or, you know, whatever systems are going on in your body, that hey, you could still continue to burn that fat for energy. It doesn't need to be saved because you're eating these carbs or whatever you're eating during that 2 hour period.
That's right.
So, but then I do remember him definitely saying, you don't want to have a whole cheat day, which is what I used to do on a regular, but
you know. Yeah. But I mean, you know, he was biohacking. I'm always biohacking, and like, so we're always testing our limits to our body and how we react to things. And for me, I noticed that I've stalled for the past, you know, 5-6 months, but I'm at a weight that I'm okay at. And I think now that I'm working out, you know, I'm lifting really heavy. I think my muscle is getting heavier and so more defined. So yeah, my weight definitely, but I could tell things are still shrinking, you know? So, that's good to hear that, you know, certain things have changed, you know, since you've done your blood work a couple years ago.
Well, that's why I'm also really curious about yours, because you've had a little bit more dramatic of a change than I have.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still kind of going through the process. So, like, man, I'm really curious to see how things have improved for
I'm
you.
I'm kind of scared.
Like, because obviously you... Yeah.
But, yeah, I do. I have to. I mean, people tell me, you need to go see a doctor regularly. I haven't seen a doctor for, like, years. I know it's hard to say, but, man, it's... I admit it,
and I laugh because I feel like I know so many people that are the same way, but it's so funny, you have an actual keto podcast, my dude, and like it's so funny, but you haven't even seen a doctor since you've kind of been on it, right?
I'm a keto podcaster, but I test my ketones, I test my blood level, I test my blood sugar, but I haven't got blood work. I haven't tested all the other stuff, other keto related stuff, you know, that could be wrong.
Dude, before we get to the 1 year mark, man, you got to get your blood tested.
Right.
And, you know, the information comes out pretty fast.
Yeah. I'm just
so
afraid of, yeah. Okay.
But so, yeah, so that's just a challenge, you know, for you. Just, hey, you know, sometime before July, man, it'd be nice for you to get your blood tested.
I do, because I do want to post my before and after. I want to take this number and then show what, you know, what before and after, because people love before and after stuff. So okay, yeah, good go, man, good. I will do it, man, and just keep reminding me every week that I need to set up an appointment
with blood work. Yeah,
yeah, man, for sure. And it's probably free too through your insurance, so that's even a better reason to go. So I had a, you know, I don't have insurance right now, so I had to like, I think I had to pay 90-ish bucks for this test. But I was like, oh man.
You got a detailed report. I mean, your report was like hieroglyphics to me, man. It was just like,
whew. Oh, I know. It was.
Did Dr. Whiting call you or did he text you?
I messaged him and then he said to call him. And then I just called him back and then we chopped it up for like 5-10 minutes. And I was like, cool. I was cool after the phone call. Yeah,
that's
it was
cool, man. We got our own personal doctor. Through the podcast, we've met like contacts and
that's awesome. Dude, we're so lucky to just find, and that's why I love the internet. It's like, man, we're just finding random people and then now we're like all homies. Now we're all cool and we're developing relationships and it's just, man, it's a beautiful
thing. I love like when we interview our guests and then like, you know, and then I see them frequently on Instagram, like, oh, hey, yeah, we know you, you know, like, damn, you know, they still doing, you know, good. And it's just great to see the community out there for keto. And man, so many of my friends are still doing keto and they're killing it right now. And they're doing really well. So they're thankful to me for helping them out. And they're actually now helping some people who are like wondering what they've been doing and they're paying it forward. You know, I say, hey, I don't mind helping you, man. All I ask is that you pay it forward and help someone else out that, you know, is wanting to do better with their health. And at least you could say that you tried it. And like people out there who you know, talk about, you know, this doesn't work or they haven't even tried it. You know, at least you're trying it. And if it didn't work, it didn't work. But it looks like it's been working. So, you know, pay it forward, man. That's great.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's literally what we want to do is just get this information out and let people know that, hey, there's a different way of eating. And so, I had a ride the other day where the lady was like, oh, you have a nice voice, by the way. And I was like, that is random. I don't know if I've ever had a stranger kind of come up to me.
The lift ride?
Because I'm
Yeah.
And like she was a passenger. She, you know, she sat in the back and, you know, we're just chopping it up. And then as a side comment, she sort of mentioned and just like, well, I actually do have a podcast. So, oh my God, I forgot her name because I've been, but you know, I think there's privacy reasons. Maybe I shouldn't share that, but I forgot. But yeah, she, you know, I remember it. So, if you were in my lift the other day, last week, and I told her about the podcast because she had talked about how the gym in her apartment is very small and it's like it's hard to get a machine during the popular workout hours or whatnot, and so I was kind of telling her, I was like, well, you know, I kind of control my weight with diet, and then, you know. And then that's because that's how we started talking about keto. Because she brought up my voice. I brought up the podcast. Then I brought up Keto Island Woods. And then just kind of went down this path where I didn't think it was going to go. And then, yeah. And then next thing you know, she was like, okay, yeah, I'll check you out. So, thankful to those lift riders that randomly listen to Keto Island
Woods. So, what I do when I do my lift and Ubers on the side, so I'll keep a notepad, you know, like a sticky pad with a pen. And then, always write down because people tell me like, oh man, I just ate here. It was the greatest. Or they say, oh, hey, here's, you know, my contact or, you know, like you can pass things back and forth. So I always have one in my car just, you know, because I'm sure. And I think people, man, when they ride with you or, you know, they ride, we're conversational people. So, man, so many things. It's fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love chopping it up with customers in the car.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Right? It's yeah. It makes it more fun,
yeah,
for sure.
Do you ever
versus just sitting there?
Do you ever have them just like, hey, hit me up if you guys want to go somewhere afterwards, or you know?
No, yeah. I haven't done that yet. And like I said, yeah, I haven't done that yet. But I go different. Oh. I mean, like, you know, my crowd is. I wake up like I'm so used to waking up at 5 a.m. So it's like it's so weird now. So that's why I'm not even in that mode.
Yeah.
you know, I'm in like, you know, the type of rides I have, it's like, now we're kind of getting a little bit randomly off topic about gig economies and stuff. But yeah, I'm so early in the morning. So that's why it's like, I don't even get that opportunity, because most people are just going to org school or appointments. And so I'm doing like daily random stuff, which is cool. And yeah, but for me, it's like, I'm also trying to get used to the area. And so,
and you're saying, what time does it get hot by?
I mean, it's April now. So, I mean, it gets hot, like, for Seattle people, man, it gets hot by like 10, 11. Oof.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it gets hot. And then, like, by one, it's like, it's super hot. Like,
even with aircon, you can still feel it. You can still feel it with the aircon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could, like, my, yeah, I need to maybe reposition my phone so it's not in the direct sun, because I feel like my phone is getting fried while driving around. So,
Heinz is in Vegas, for those who don't know. How about your boy?
Yes, the desert. I'm living that desert life right now. So,
I'm curious. So, when you drive long periods of time, do you just have your coffee and cream and you're good for the whole day? And you don't snack, or what do you do?
Yeah, that's exactly. Fast nice. During the day, yep. For sure. That's so
easy.
Oh, yeah, super easy. No, but you know what? The other random thing is that we've talked about before in driving is you got to go pee sometimes. Really bad. So,
dude, yes.
So the two things I look for now is either Starbucks or grocery store. Those are usually the two best places to kind of, then they're everywhere, they're on every block. And then I'll stop in and like, I'll allow my, and like, I'm trying to be frugal now too. So like, I'll just go walk in a Starbucks, use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe like on a Friday or on a day where I feel like I just want to like, I'll get a coffee, you know, and I'll get, you know, I'll get a keto drink. Well, you know, basically my Americano with heavy whipping cream and sugar-free vanilla.
Yep.
Yeah. And it hits the spot time. So, but the other reason why I don't like to get coffee too while I'm driving is because then it makes me want to go pee again sooner, right?
So
because I want to get one sometimes too, and I'm like, ah, man, you know you're gonna pee later, like,
oh yeah, that's like, or even drinking water on a hot day, like consuming a lot of water will make you want to go to the bathroom too. So
yeah, well that's why I try to like, so I've only done it a couple times, so I'll freeze.
Yeah,
you know, in like my plastic thing, and then you know, in the morning I can't even drink it because it's so frozen.
Yeah,
but you know, by every hour that passes, it allows me to drink more and more from it. But I can't really kill the whole thing because it's still ice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like a ghetto ass way to control the liquids that I'm drinking, right? Because like,
good.
What was that?
You know, I was like, as long as you've known me, Justin, Ben, dude, you should have a hydro flask. You know that.
But that's the thing. I don't want to drink hella like that. I don't want to pee all the time. That's how I stop myself from peeing. Because I can only drink so much. So it's like it's a regular, what, maybe 12 ounce bottle of water or whatever.
Yeah.
What did they usually come in? 16? I forgot. Yeah. Anyways, I could kill that whole thing in like, you know, four sips, you know? Yeah. And then I know for sure an hour and a half to 2 hours later, I'll have to pee. But if I could only take little sips of that thing for 4 hours, I could go that 4 hours without having to pee, no problem. So that's why I do it, to restrain myself from killing hella water. So, but I know as it gets warmer, right, you don't want to get too dehydrated too. So, I don't know. It's weird. Just trying to do weird things just so that you don't have to go pee, but it's like, hey, you know.
Also, remember, man, after a couple hours, man, get out of your car and stretch, man, because you're sitting there for a long time sometimes. You forget to stretch, man.
Yeah. Well, so that's the other thing, too, is like it naturally slows down after like 9 o'clock. Oh. After 9 a.m., it really slows down as far as, like, because, from 6 to 9, people to work. People to appointments and just kind of random errands here and there, but mostly from 6 to 9, pretty busy. 10 to 12, it's kind of random, you know, as far as, and it also depends on like kind of what area you're at. But it's also funny too, because driving around, it'll also make me hungry because I'll smell all the like awesome fast food places. And I always think, man, you should, you know, before pre-keto, I would have been stopping in almost every one of those places too, especially places that we don't have in Seattle. So it makes me just want to go in there and then like, but now, you know, now I smell it and like, even though I'm fast, I just tell myself, hey, you're just going to eat when you eat when you're done for the day, which I like to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't have the hunger pains, like, or you don't feel like, man, like.
I mean, they'll come, but you know, you're kind of on the go and you're just, you know, I don't think about it while I'm working. I only think about it like in between rides, and if I could smell it, and then you know, like I get temptation from that. But if I'm in, if I'm just on the go, and I know when it comes because I can feel it every now and then. But I usually take a sip of whatever drink I'm drinking, whether it be coffee, sparkling water, regular water that's frozen in a bottle overnight, or something like that. Yeah, but, yeah,
nice.
So
cool, man. And then for the end of the week, the rest of the week, what do you have planned? I heard the concerts.
Yeah. So they got the Pure Aloha Fest this week again. I think we promoted it last October because they do it in Vegas. They have the Pure Aloha Fest, and it's usually every April and every October. And so going to see Ikolu on Friday, and then tomorrow people on Sunday. And the dope thing too about it is if you get there early enough, and I mean like 8 o'clock or something, like, or I think before 6 or something like that, it's $10. And then after that, it's like 15. So it's so super cheap. Yeah. It's kind of fun. Yeah. But, you know, they do have food booths and they do sell alcohol in there. So it's not nice. So once you're in there, you're still spending money. But it's, man, it's totally worth it as far as like just getting in, and like, especially for people if you have families and stuff like that, and you just want to kind of check out a cool vibe and cool vendors and stuff like that. And I think they also might have rides around there too. And so, yeah, it's a fun festival. So for all ages, super cheap. And if you, and they end the night with a free concert. Well, yeah, that's basically a free concert with the admission. Oh, so, man,
I'd love to go check it out next time.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, they're every April and October. So, you know, like, just let me know if you're come through, man. I'll swoop you up in the Lyft, or Lyft or Uber.
I have Sammy Johnson. Sammy J is going to be at the Neptune Theater on Friday. So I'm going to be,
say what?
He's probably my top 5 artists, reggae island artists. And he's probably number 2 for me. And so he's going to be on Friday, so it's gonna be, we got a whole crew. And Two Story Zori is gonna be opening for them, so
that's tight. Shout out to Gerald Dave, shout out to Spanaway. That's tight,
so that's gonna be pretty nice. And
what's the venue?
It's in UW, the Neptune Theater. Have you been there to the Neptune Theater?
Dope. Yep, it's dope. It gets hot in there sometimes.
I'm gonna wear a dry fit.
It definitely gets hot in there. I remember having to literally go outside to cool down because it was like hella hot in there. So, but it's a good. It's fun.
I've been on keto. I don't run as hot anymore, and people know that. They're like
yes,
Jeff. Like, you're bundled up all the time, and I get cold faster, and I don't have the, you know, aircon on all the time. And it's just a weird change. I used to have a lot of insulation. I used to be 250 pounds. I would sweat just walking like 5 blocks somewhere. It's great. No, I don't do that anymore.
Agree. Me and you were the same. And like, and what's funny is me and Jeff's sort of inside joke is that we were part of the 240 / 250 club, you know, 250 club. And so we would joke around, you know, make fun of our own weight, you know, and you know, it's just like, you know, we made fun of ourselves and it was just kind of funny. But like, I appreciate walking around and not having to, like, even though I don't work out, I don't get as winded though, you know, because I'm not carrying around that extra 35 pounds.
So true.
So it feels better. So so I'm excited to start, you know, eventually start working out. I haven't done it yet. I shouldn't say excited, because if I was excited, I would already be doing it. But like, I remember I went, when I was in New Zealand, I went on a walk with my cousin, and man, we went on like a 3 mile walk around his apartment, and he was struggling. Yeah. And I was like, and he works out. And so that's what was pretty funny, because he's like, dude, you're hella fit. And I was like, not really. Well, I mean, not, I don't like work out, but I have been doing this thing called keto. Yeah, and so, yeah. So, yeah, it was good. It was a good.
And then that's it. And then it's Easter this weekend. So happy Easter to everyone. Celebrates Easter this weekend. I've been practicing softball, bro. This is the first year you're not going to be on the team this year, man.
I know.
Heinz was our Facebook memory today.
We had a softball game 2 years ago today. So, and I was like on those Capitol Hill fields. I love those fields. I love that turf. I love playing softball on turf. Ever since I started playing on turf, I like.
Heinz was our Kickstarter. So, he's the one that lighted our fire. He was the one that had the energy. He would run nonstop, man. It was fun.
Dude, and this was pre-keto Heinz.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is like, yeah, that's crazy. And like, so this is like 240, like coming around the bases strong. So I was like a tank out there. Just,
when Heinz runs, man, just he doesn't, he when he stops, it takes a while for Heinz to stop. He just keeps going.
I mean, that's a lot of momentum. That was a lot of momentum. So,
yeah. So that's cool, man. Well.
Well, let me know if you need any subs. Yeah. You know, maybe I could maybe I could come in.
We play till June. So
yeah, you never know. I might have to sub in one day.
Yeah.
So
we play till July. So whenever if you're in town, let me know, and we've got a spot for our fellow Rainmaker on the team. Yeah,
that's tight.
Yeah, man. So that's about it for me, man. So any shout outs? Anything you wanna end with?
No, just I just want to give a shout out to my cousin James, man. He brought some mussels and some butter, so good keto items from New Zealand. So, hey, thanks, bro. Thanks, appreciate that.
He listens to the podcast,
no, but I'll make sure he listens to this one. But hey, man, I give you a shout out. You gotta listen. We need that. We need all the clicks.
Yeah. So. I want to give a shout out to, you know, Rome Cat. We're still doing keto. They had some, you know, they're telling me they had times where they went to, you know, In and Out, and I was like, yeah, you know, hey, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you're with family, and like, you know, they went to Din Tai Fung. They had some soup dumplings and stuff. I'm like, man, that's fine. That's cool. You know, it's not like you had the whole day of just eating, you know, whatever you wanted. Twee, shout out to Twee, who's killing it right now. She pushed through a stall, and her clothes are feeling better, and she's the one who's actually paying it forward to other people. So nice. Continue the hard work, and I'm proud of you. And everyone else that's out there listening, doing keto, doing that grind, keep up the good work, and you know, Keto Island Boys got your back.
For sure.
So yeah, I think we're good for episode 42. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll tune in next week for another episode. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, I can't wait for the day. I would get down on one knee and I would ask you to be my wifey. Oh, let me be your man. And you can be my lady. Keep it on the low. Nobody needs to know. My toco.